The Impaired, The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Don't let the rain keep you from voting in today's primary. It's getting out of here. More than an inch of badly needed rain falling in the Green Bay area. Means you're going to have to mow your lawn again, probably. I actually did some surgical mowing over the weekend. I did mow the stuff that was shaded and actually grew. It was like, you know how they say in the moon, in the dark side of the moon, it's 8 zillion below, and that's just what my lawn was like, where it was, and the line was really tough to see. So got a lot of rain, but you can still get out and vote. It's going to be all good. I'm going to talk about some races, at least one in particular. State treasurer that you're hearing a lot of ads for. And I'll admit, I'm going to do a mea culpa. Other shows have talked about this. I haven't. And I will get to it after 9 o'clock. Ton of stuff to get to. And yes, we are going to talk about Robin Williams. We're going to talk about the rioting in the St. Louis area. Got a lot of things and some election stuff. However, want to start with something that in recent years we have made note of. So, you know, the Brown County Fair coming up, and there's a special day for veterans, and we've made a point of letting you know about that every year, courtesy of County Supervisor Bernie Erickson, who's been very, very good about calling into us. So I can have him tell you about this. And Bernie joins us now. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for inviting me on. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, this is a big deal to me. You know how I feel about veterans.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and tell us what goes on at the fair. Give them all the particulars, Bernie.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, Veterans Appreciation Day is Saturday, August 16th, and it's going to start at noon hour. Now, this year is a very special day for us because the county board has declared by proclamation that August 16th in Brown County will be Korean War Veterans Era Day. And the county executive will be on hand to read that proclamation. And following the ceremonies that we have planned, we will be presenting certificates of appreciation to the Korean War veterans in attendance. I've got extras that we're going to pass around and try to get out to various groups and so forth if there's veterans that can't make it. So we're very indebted to these folks, and we want to recognize them on the 60th anniversary of the Korean War.
And fitting, because often, Bernie, it is referred to as the Forgotten War.
Absolutely. And this Saturday, we're going to remember it. The event, Jerry, if I may, starts at noon hour, and we've got a large, I believe it's a 40 by 80 tent that will have a one-stop shopping event in it. It's going to have all types of veterans organizations. It's going to have veterans benefits. It's going to have representatives from the Veterans Clinic. We'll even have a table for Brown County veterans to sign up for a very nice appreciation certificate that will be typed out with their name, rank, serial number, years of service, and mailed out to them in a prompt and timely manner. This all takes place until approximately 6 p.m. in the evening. Before 6, probably starting about 5, we've got a live band that's going to provide some entertainment and so forth. And at 6, we're going to have the welcoming event for the ceremonies, posting in the colors, Pledge of Allegiance, so forth and so on. And about 6:30, we'll have the table ceremony. Welcoming from Executive Troy Streckenbach. I'm going to get up and say a few things. We're going to, at that point, present the Korean recognition certificates to all in attendance. And following that evening, we will, at approximately 7 o'clock, we're going to retire the colors. We have a free drawing, a raffle drawing for all veterans in attendance. And I'll tell you, Jerry, this thing is fantastic. This year we've had donations from so many businesses around the area. We've got complete golf packages, everything you need to go golfing. We've got dual pictures of the MVPs in 2011, which was Aaron Rodgers and Ryan Braun, barbecue sets, guided fishing trips. I mean, it just goes on and on. I can't even name them all. But following that, our band is going to come back on live and play for a couple hours. So the entertainment should be there. It could make a whole evening of it. And it looks like the weather's going to cooperate. And hopefully it'll be a nice, pleasant evening.
And you're going to stop by this building a little later, and then we'll have some ticket giveaways later in the week.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Jerry. I will be there with probably about 10 tickets for you to give away, 10 to 12 tickets for you to give away. I will have them there by around 10:15 or 10:20 this morning. So if you want to put out a little question and answer or something, anyone who wins that verbal contest can stop in anytime after probably 10:30 this morning, pick their tickets up. By the way, Jerry, I'm going to drop off also the program agenda. Maybe if you want to, you could post that on your website. And I'll give you my phone number. If there's any veterans around that want to attend, tickets can be picked up at the Brown County Veterans Office in Green Bay, the Veterans Center on Ashland Avenue, the Aging Resource Center. Most of the, all of the National Guard, Army Reserve, Navy, and Marine Reserve have tickets. Don't know how many they have left. The Job Center has tickets. But if someone cannot obtain tickets, they can contact me. My home phone is 497-9006. And that again, Jerry, is 497-9006. They can contact me, and we will, by hook or crook, get some tickets to them, whether they have to pick them up or possibly drop in the mail or whatever. But we'll work it out so everybody who wants to attend can attend, okay?
All right. County Supervisor Bernie Erickson. Bernie, thanks a lot for coming on, letting us know about all of that. It is a fantastic event. Again, that's this Saturday, Veterans Appreciation Day, at the fair. As I mentioned, we'll get into primary election day, no photo ID this fall, a race or two that we haven't discussed, a bunch of stuff. After 9 o'clock, I want to get riots in St. Louis, Robin Williams, and the lament of a legal alien. A lot of stuff to get to. I want to start with an I told you so moment. Last week, I predicted, well, Friday and yesterday, I said that last week was a good week for Mary Burke. In large part, she was in Washington, D.C., met with a AFL-CIO bigwig, and I haven't confirmed this, but possibly did the whole big-time, deep-pocket liberal tour. I don't know that, but I strongly suspect that she did. But she also got a lot of media love. Washington Post, Daily Caller, Daily Beast, and Politico all gave her lots of love. What I said is this could create that perception of momentum. The faking it till you make it. The woman that could beat Scott Walker, and on and on and on. Time, what used to be Time Magazine, Time, on its website Sunday, gave me a great I told you so moment. This posted Sunday after I said this on Friday, but before I revisited this yesterday, I just didn't see this. Check out this headline. As Scott Walker falls, his Democratic challenger continues to rise. I would argue that's not even true. I would argue that Scott Walker isn't falling and Mary Burke isn't rising right now. Here's what I will. The national media is just noticing this. This race tightened up more than 2 months ago, and it has held lock solid since then. And everybody has a theory as to why it went from about an 8-gap cushion for Scott Walker to a dead heat. I know some of you don't believe the polls. I think you're making a mistake. I believe the polls, particularly the Marquette University poll. This is the type of momentum perception. This is exactly what I was talking about. Exactly. There is not this ascent curve and descent curve for Burke and Walker, respectively. It's not true. But all of this coverage is going to make it look true. It's exactly what I was talking about. And it's going to allow her to fake it until she makes it, if she makes it, that is, actually establish a lead. This is a very close race. A lot of people don't believe that. It's real. It's a very close race. There's not going to be a lot of changing minds on this. It's going to be about getting your base out, getting your supporters out. Because there really is no base and then secondary. That's how hunkered down Wisconsin is. You've got pro-Scott Walker and anti-Scott Walker, and that's really what it is. Mary Burke happens to be the placeholder. The key is going to be energizing those supporters. And my argument is, at the moment, I feel she has the edge in this. And by the way, I think the August primary season has really hurt that. Because people are just tuned out to the ads they're hearing and seeing now and sure as hell don't want to think about the governor's race. But liberals do. And remember that notion that the liberal base, the real far lefties, would have a problem with her? That's long gone. That is long, long, long gone. There's a story, I didn't factor in Bernie Erickson when I planned this. There's a story that I wanted to get to in this segment, and I can't do it in less than under 2 minutes. It's a story in today's Wall Street Journal about how Democrats suddenly, it seems, are increasingly supportive of the oil and gas industry. Of course, big oil has always been, well, the Koch brothers. That was the demon. Now they've personified their demons to the Koch brothers, their boogeymen, but big oil was always a boogeyman that the left would throw out there. Not anymore. Why that's happening is rather interesting, and I do hope to get to that today, but we do have a lot of stuff to get to today. But there was, the House took up a measure to speed the government's reviews of applications to export natural gas. This has been a big deal because we have so much natural gas now, even more than we did before, because of fracking. We're actually burning a lot of it at the wellhead because there's no place to go with it. What was the number? Do you remember I did that, Jason? We are literally burning X, it was millions, I don't remember, of dollars in that gas. Suddenly now, Democrats, we should be exporting natural gas. We have so much of it. Why have they changed on that? It's an interesting theory, and I do want to try to spend some time on that. But we'll start with primary election day at 9:06. And plow through as much as I possibly can here. It's 8:56.
I'm waking up. Show, brought to you in part by Nicolet National Bank.